morning.
Another Hollywood couple bites the dust.
This is shocking. Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy. Now, although they weren't married, they're splitting.
Out of all the Hollywood marriages, I thought their relationship was the best.
Exactly. They went on Twitter, and they said that they're grateful for the time that they had together, and they only wish the best for one another, and that she says that Jim will remain the main leading man, you know, a main leading man in my heart forever, and he says that she's wonderful and everything's wonderful, but I'm very curious to know which one did it.
I don't know.
Who cheated on who?
Yeah.
Does it have to be right away?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it does.
How about Desperate Housewives? What's going on here, Nicholas Sheridan?
So Nicholas Sheridan played Edie Britt on the show, remember?
Sure, yeah.
Then Mark Sherry slapped her during an argument about a script that he had written and then fired her when she complained to the producers.
Is there merit to this, though? Because I heard that she did go to ABC about the event and they said, we don't care.
Yeah, well, that's why she's upset now. Apparently, according to her, he created a hostile work environment behaving in an extremely abusive and aggressive manner toward the individuals who work on the show. That's her quote, apparently. And apparently, he slapped her in front of employees, and then when she went and complained to producers, that's when she got fired.
You know, I hope there's no merit to this, because no one should have to work under those conditions. And if he did hit her, I hope she gets the money.
Yeah.
How about John Gosselin now? He's saying show me the money, too.
Unbelievable, this guy, Ann.
He is unbelievable. He wants the money. He's going to court. He says, I'm going to take her to court because Kate has neglected our 8 children because she's on a show called Dancing with the Stars. And so he wants to go after the kids.
I will say, though, is she not the one between the two of them making the money? Like, what's he making money from?
I don't know. You know, I agree with you, but I don't know. And, you know, it pays a lot. She can win up to $245,000 on that show.
So if that's the case, then, I mean, the way the laws work and divorce, I've been through it, she should have to pay him something.
Yes.
Mind you, he wants the kids just so he gets more. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
You know what's interesting, though? They're saying that the numbers are so high with Dancing with the Stars this season is because of Kate Gosselin.
Yeah.
I'm shocked, though. Like, I'm shocked that she has supporters.
I don't know if it's supporters. I think it's like a bad accident. You want to watch. You want to see her grouchy at Tony. You want to see her cry because she's just.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So by getting her off the show early, then they can't see that.
Well, that's why a lot of people thought the the show was rigged last week when she didn't go home.
Mm-hmm.
But that last week was the first time that Dancing with the Stars actually beat American Idol in the ratings.
Right.
And the network people say it's the Gosselin effect.
I'm really surprised by it. It just doesn't make sense to me. I thought it would be the Pam Anderson, you know, body effect. But
I don't know.
I don't know. I think the show is interesting this year. As much as American Idol is boring this year, Dancing with the Stars is quite interesting this year.
It's not the Buzz effect, because poor Buzz got sent home last night.
Yes.
I thought he was so cute because every one of his T-shirts had the moon on it.
I know. He's adorable, but it was time. It was either him or Kate, one of the masters.
His wife had way too much plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, scary looking.
There you go, Shatila's Hollywood. We'll see you tomorrow.
Talk to you then.